Belinda and Bonnier present this unabridged recording of The Assassin of Verona, written by Bennett Brandreth and read by Luke Lampard. Prologue. Rome, August 1585. The small group gathered before the wooden statue of the Christ. It was a plain and simple thing, no great master's work, yet it was the reason for their journey. The statue stood at the centre of a private chapel on an estate 2 leagues outside Rome. At the centre of the group stood the Pope, with his secretary beside him. Behind them stood 4 men in the robes of various orders and with faces whose skin bore the colouring of several nations. The 4 men, each of whom had been loyal to the Pope even when he had been merely the Cardinal Montalto, had been called to the estate for conference, each making a journey far longer and more arduous than that of the Pope and his secretary. None understood why they were to meet here, so far from the comforts of the Vatican Palace, until the Pope began to speak, and then the value of this secluded meeting place and its seeming other purpose in the statue became clear. The little group of priests stood alone in the chapel save for the owner of the estate, who stood nearby shifting from foot to foot. The man's delight at the great honour of the Pope's visit had been transformed. Pride had turned to concern and concern to fear. He did not understand all that passed between the Pope and his confederates, but he understood enough to know that this was discourse on matters political, not wise or safe for one such as him to hear, and it frightened him that none seemed to care that he did hear it. Outside, beyond earshot, held back by the pontifical guard, were pilgrims. They had come in their hundreds this past month, paying the owner of the estate well for food, for water, for beds. They came to view the miraculous statue that wept tears of blood, the statue that the Pope now stood gazing upon. The pilgrims had left rich offerings to be washed by those tears, the stain of whose bath could be seen on the statue's roughly carved face, which now was dry. Their excitement to have arrived at the same time as His Holiness was great. Would the Pope witness the miracle himself? The Pope turned back from contemplation of the statue to the 4 men behind him.
"You understand the importance that I place on your mission?" he asked.
All 4 men bowed their heads.
"Have you any questions?"
"Does Your Holiness have a description of the English agents?"
asked the tall, gaunt priest who stood a little apart from the others. Cardinal Azzolini answered for his master.
"Little more than that they are English, Father Thornhill. Of the embassy there are 2, an old man, tall and round, the ambassador, and a younger one who plays at poet and lover in Venice.